Work experience, personal qualities and skills. Employers' views.
Sandra, one concern of fresh grad job seekers is that they don't have full-time work experience. How do you view this?
Well, all our management trainees are fresh grads, so we don't really expect them to have any full-time work experience.
So how do you assess their suitability for the post of trainee?
We'll have certain selection criteria. First, a prospective employee needs to have achieved an acceptable academic standard. But we also look carefully at involvement in extracurricular activities.
Why is that?
Well, because we use extracurricular activities to gauge an applicant's potential to become a good manager. Just the joining of these activities would show initiative and a willingness to lead and to interact with others.
Are you looking for applicants who have been involved in specific extracurricular activities?
No, not really. Although we do like to see such activities being used to balance the academic life of students. So I find involvement in team sports and things like joining the outward bound courses very interesting in an application.
Because these create a balanced individual.
Yes, exactly. And not only just that, these kind of activities also develop teamwork skills and promote leadership qualities.
So extracurricular activities are obviously of considerable interest to you. But what about an applicant's part-time work record?
Yes, we're certainly interested in that too. It increases the evidence we can use to make selection decisions, especially if the part-time work is relevant to Marks & Spencer. That's to say, relevant to retailing and customer service generally.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we turn now to the personal qualities you look for in prospective employees?
Yes, of course. Well, at Marks & Spencer, we have 7 initial selection criteria. And in no particular order, these are leadership, planning and organisation, analytical ability, assertiveness, job motivation, teamwork and awareness, and adaptability.
Can I ask you to try to order some of those qualities? I mean, according to their importance to your company.
That's no problem at all. Well, certainly, my personal top 3 would be motivation. That is, an applicant's reasons for wanting to join the retailing industry. And next comes adaptability. Our trainee managers need to be adaptable to change and to learning opportunities. And they also need to be assertive, because a manager who lacks confidence and judgment is unlikely to be effective in decision-making.
Now, what about skills? Communication and interpersonal skills, for instance.
Yes, these are important. And trainee managers in retailing need such skills from the first day with the company. Technical and computer skills are trainable at a later date. In fact, I personally see interpersonal, communication and language skills as subsets of a quality I mentioned earlier. That was assertiveness. And a person who is poor at interacting and communicating cannot really be assertive.